Over here, in the fountain. Yes, in the fountain. Come closer. And gotcha. Hey, calm down. You won't be able to throw me off. I'm a slime. Your hands are just gonna go right through me. And it kinda tickles. Stop it. No. All right. You can't breathe. I get it. Okay, calm down. I've moved. Okay. Oops. Sorry about that. I kind of forget that humans need their face holes uncovered. Are we good? Are you okay? Can you listen to me then? Good. I've been watching you for a little while now. You come to the park most days around this time. Just a little bit after that other guy with the dang hellhounds that's always trying to sniff me. Can you believe that they almost peed inside the fountain? Thankfully, the guy stopped her. But the nerve! It's not like I have a choice and I could stop myself from absorbing the... Ugh, I don't even want to think about it. Anyway, I see you here almost every day and you're always talking to that one girl. The pretty one who wears those soft-looking sweaters. I wish I could wear clothes. They look pretty fun. You know, like dress up and change. I know you talk to her every day, but I also know you like to stare at her when you talk. I wonder what you're looking at. Your face gets red when you do it. Do you think she knows? Should I tell her? What do I want? Well, you better listen or else. I'm going to ride on your back and you'll take me to your house. Then, maybe, I'll keep my mouth shut and your embarrassing secret will never come out. Deal? Good. Well, there's no time to waste. Let's go. Yes, walk, slave, walk. I was just kind of talking to myself. Oh, you want to know why I want to go back with you? Well, as nice as that fountain was, it's not supposed to be where I live. See, I only came to the human world very recently, and I couldn't quite figure out anywhere to go, so I eventually found the park. And the fountain was big and shiny, and it kept me from drying out. They are not kidding when they say it's a dangerous world out there. And that's about it. But I've been seeing all these humans and monster girls visiting and then leaving and then going inside the big square buildings, going inside those moving metal wagons. I want to see what it's all about. So when I saw you over and over again, I knew that you were my chance. Oh, it's up there. All right then. Up the stairs, slave. I should have been riding on humans a whole lot sooner. It makes everything so much easier and I don't have to leave a slime trail everywhere. Oh, this is so cool. Oh, now that we're here. Wait, why are you so shocked? I'm a slime girl, you doofus. Of course I'm a girl. Or are you surprised at how squishy and cute I am? In my humble opinion, slime girls are terribly underrated. We're so cute and helpful, and we can do quite a lot. In fact, you know how I said I only recently came to the human world? Well, I want to be able to live inside, like a human. The fountain was nice, but it's time for an upgrade, and now that I have you, you can be my human. It's perfect. You don't have a monster girl of your own, do you? What are those things floating inside of me? Oh, those are my treasures. I don't know if you noticed, but I don't exactly have anywhere to store my belongings, so I keep them inside. Junk? Oh, what do you mean junk? It took me a while to get all of this. No, you can't have any of it either. Oh, you can't just go reaching inside of me without... kinda giving me a heads up or something. Jeez. Of course I can move it around. I can manipulate everything inside of me. Good luck trying to outspeed me. You're just wasting your time. All you're doing is... you're starting to tickle me again. stop. Okay, stop. What is it that you want? This? The coin? Well, it's human money, so obviously it's valuable. A quarter? How much would it get? It's not worth that much? Okay. Well, I still have this sparkly disc. It's kind of like magic. It glitters so much in the light, but when I tried to use it, the string slipped through my fingers, so yeah. The person who forgot it at the park, they had it like bouncing all around up in the air. Once I figure out how to get past the anti-slime defense, it's called a yo-yo? It's a kid's toy? Well, it looks fun. And it's not junk for that matter. What are you doing? You know the further you reach inside of me, the more likely I'm gonna envelop you? Fine, take this.
How's that? Now your whole body is inside of me. Oh, now you don't like it.
There. Now can you knock it off? We need to start trusting each other because this adoption has to go smoothly. Yeah, you're adopting me. What? Why not? Explain right now. Exactly. You can't even name one reason. No excuses. You are adopting me. But I can, mayhaps, give you some convincing to make this go easier. You recognize me now? You look stunned. Of course I can make myself look like Sweater Girl. Sweater Girl is a slime. An upgrade, if I do say so myself. What's the matter? Aw, you're all flustered. I have to admit, I'm the slime, but her body is pretty squishy, too. Aw, you can't look at me while I'm copying a feel myself. Fine, I'll stop already. Hey, I stopped. You can look at me again. Still blushing. Very adorable. You are so easy to tease. Are all humans like this, or just you? Don't worry. I know you weren't actually being a pervert with the sweater girl. You were just red because you are a shy boy. I can read it on ya. So, what do you think? Maybe a bribe of some slime massaging can change your mind. Lean back on that chair over there.
I need to get real close to you for this. There we go. It's nice and soothing, isn't it? Cool to the touch, but not too cold. And so refreshing. It even smells slightly minty. Aren't slimes the best? Looking like this while my arms get all gooey and slide all over your body, I can tell from your reaction that you are loving this. Your park crush massaging you with tingly slime. I don't mind either, human. Your body feels so warm and soft under me. It's so interesting and different. I want to feel all over you. Pushing and rubbing and squishing. So many interesting sensations. Some of you is extra soft. Some of you is hard. And some is kind of hairy. And when I pass over certain spots, you react so much. Are you even trying to hold back? Because it seems like it's a game. It's also nice getting to learn about humans, as before I came here, I had only heard stories. It will be so fun if I move in and you adopt me, and you can teach me all about human life, like how some of your clothes feel different. Like, are you wearing layers right now? Why? Like, why do you even need the clothes in the first place? I could probably take it all off of you right now. It's not gonna bother me. And like, what do humans eat? A variety of stuff. Well, that makes sense. I noticed all the bags over there from people bringing you food. You sure get meals delivered a lot, huh, don't ya?
Slimes live off of moisture and liquids, you know. I hope you didn't think I was trying to eat you earlier. It's kind of rude, and I don't like that misconception about us. Most of the time we can survive on water, but we need some other fluids occasionally. Hey, why did you just blush? Anyway, we also don't need that much space. I can fit in a pretty small container, but a tub of water would be nicer. And we don't always leak, okay? Most of the time our slime stays contained unless we get extremely excited. And we can do stuff together, like card games, video games. Although, we might need to get, like, silicone and wrap it around everything so I can properly touch it without damaging it. Technology and slime girls don't really get along so well. But I still have fun. Like, I could spectate you. If you don't get, like, scared or performance anxiety. But, human, I really need to seal this deal, okay? Are you ready? I'm gonna go all out, but I want it to feel like your brain is melting. Your eyes are twitching, but you're in bliss. If only everyone could be so lucky to adopt a slime girl. This is fun. We can do this every day if you want. The fountain was nice, but I love this. No more of those hellhounds. No more boring cloud watching. Just fun things with my human and learning what all these weird objects do. I liked it in the monster world, but this is like an adventure. Was that a twitch? Are your ears sensitive? Interesting. So if you'd like, I can keep using my slime to massage them. You'd like that? I think that can be arranged. Slimes are the best thing after all. Covering your head, your neck, your upper body. And stop. So do we have a deal? Am I adopted now? I am? Yay! I'll keep going then, since you really did look like you were in pure bliss. I'll annoy you very shortly with all the questions. We gotta do stuff together. You can show me your bathroom. I can't wait to take a bath with you. Oh, don't give me that look. Like I said, I need water to survive, but I need some extra stuff. And if you're in the bath with me, then stuff could happen. Look, I'm talking too much, okay? I should maybe keep those thoughts to myself. You just enjoy the tingles, all right? My newfound owner.
Thank you.